certain 10, and then we'll start working our way through the pulled consent items after that.
Okay. Item 397, accept the quarterly technology oversight committee report from the chief administrative officer.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Jen Clodius, a senior management analyst with the Office of Management and Finance and staff support for their Technology Oversight Committee. With me today are Jeff Baer, Director of the Bureau of Technology Services, and Diana Garcia, Commissioner Fritz's representative on the TOC. As you know, TOC is made up of five community members, each appointed by a city council member. The other TOC members are Ken Neubauer for Commissioner Fish, Dr. Wilf Penfold, who was appointed by former Mayor Hales, Joshua Mitchell, appointed by former Mayor Commissioner Novick, and Mike Lynch for Commissioner Saltzman. We are here to present information from the Technology Oversight Committee's quarterly report for January through March 2017. That quarter, TOC followed three projects: Portland's Online Permitting System, or POPS, the Data Center Move Project, and the SAP Enterprise Asset Management Project. TOC is also tracking the telephone switch migration, but not as an active project. We're going to project dashboards for the three projects they are following. The dashboards contain information from the project management staff, from our quality assurance contractors, and from the TOC itself. Now, I remind you, this report goes through March. Jeff is going to provide updates on where the projects are as of last month, last week.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, members of City Council. Jeff Baer, as Jen introduced myself. Just want to do a couple of quick updates on the Portland Online Permitting System, POPS. It is progressing on schedule. We have completed both the project charter and the governance document. At last week's TOC meeting, there was a request to review some of the business requirements, the project assessment and design architecture. So we're getting into the technical details of that. And it remains on track for having a decision point coming up very soon, of which we'll likely be back in front of City Council with what direction we will be going for. And sort of parallel to POPS is the current Amanda Trax permitting system. Currently, right now, it's on a unsupported version 4. We are pursuing and in progress of doing an upgraded to a version 6, which would be supported by the vendor. We're anticipating that would be completed by the end of this calendar year. And I don't know, Diana, if you want to have any comments on that as well.
So just to add to what Jeff has been saying, the TOC has been very pleased with the progress the POPS team has been making. Given our past reports and some of the challenges we saw, the team has really dug in and done some amazing work in the time that the Discovery Project has kicked off, and we want to recognize that and the work they have done, because they've really stepped up and taken the bull by the horns and are doing some really great, very hard work, and we just want to make sure that's acknowledged.
Thank you.
Thank you, Diana. I'll also focus on the data center relocation project. This, again, is one that's on schedule. It's within budget. All the major procurements have been completed at this time. We are going forward which is known as a cage design, which is really physically a cage out at Via West location. That will be completed, and much of the work is going to begin building out that network system in early May. So we're on track with that, and I'll turn over to Diane as well.
I don't have much to say about this one either, because it's been actually running pretty smoothly for a data center move. And again, we've been tracking it pretty closely because they can go sideways very easily, but the team has been on top of it and doing a great job and keeping everyone informed, which is great.
Great. Thank you. And I would just add that we are facing probably the biggest lift coming up right now, which is the migration portion of that. We've got hundreds of different applications on the network today, and all of those have to be physically moved out into a new location, stood up in a whole new network, and all the testing that goes with it is a very large lift for everybody involved in it. And it's dependent on getting it out of the Portland building by December, which construction begins sometime mid to late December. So we're on schedule to have that completed. The last one you'll note here is the EAM, or the Enterprise Asset Management. This one we put on hold because of the data center move, because we needed to find out when the migration schedule was actually going to take place, so it didn't inhibit the implementation work for the Enterprise Asset Management system. So I don't have much update other than we're going to start this back up in earnest probably in June.
And the only thing on that is we fully supported placing this project on hold from the TOC perspective because we know the data center move, again, is very critical to supporting it. So we were in full alignment with placing this project on hold.
I think as a final comment, I just want to express my gratitude to Diana and the TOC. We've had some very robust conversations at our monthly meeting, very candid discussions about everything from the very technical details to the management of different projects. So thank you very much and appreciate the council support to actually put this in place because to me it's a model that should be replicated and it is actually working really well.
Great. I have a Commissioner Saltzman?
Question about the... Is that on now? Okay.
Now it is.
The budget for the Portland Online Permitting System? It's like $1.6 million. I always thought it was more like $11 million.
That was the ITAP total project funds.
Right.
We're using what was left over from that, and that's we've carved that out for the POPS project. So that's part of the original ITAP.
Discovery.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Discovery.
Okay.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. Thank you very much for serving on my behalf. I really appreciate your perseverance with the committee and also taking the time to come today. What's happening with the technology upgrade in development services? I know it was put on hold. Has the Technology Oversight Committee been involved in giving advice since you tracked it for a very long time and saw where some of the problems were? Are you involved in that? What's next steps?
Oh, we are absolutely involved. That's one of the big changes we have seen is we have a lot of transparency with the team that's working on this, so it feels like we are providing valuable feedback, and we're getting enough information so we can give true insight from our perspective. So it feels a lot more like a partnership at this point with the TOC members. I know myself, we've had a lot of conversation, not just about the technology, but about how we get to the technology and the people involved in that, because my forte is actually process management and improvement. So seeing that play out, not just with the technology, but also how we get there has been great, and really appreciate the transparency we have been receiving so we can truly provide valuable feedback.
And my understanding, Mayor, is that although Commissioner Udaly is assigned to development services, you as the commissioner in charge of the Office of Management and Finance are overseeing that process now. Is that?
That's correct.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Jeff, I have a question. Since you came back and got back in the saddle on this, we've seen some positive changes. Historically, there's been quite a bit of red in our reports, and one of the reasons we do this exercise is to flag the challenges and to be able to ask you about it. The trend line, though, is very encouraging. To what do you attribute that?
I think a couple things. Mostly with the ITAP project, it had been languishing in the red status for quite a number of different reports. I think if you look back at the QA reports that were issued and the TOC reports as well, there were many, many months of red indicators. In going back and doing the assessment that we hired an outside consultant to come in and really re-baseline and take a look at what did we need to do foundationally to change the approach to that. And we capped it off and really, along with Commissioner Saltzman's support and Matt Grum, especially from his office, was really instrumental in really kind of asking those really probing, difficult questions about what are we doing, how are we doing it. As you know, we switched out to project managers for the project. We capped off the ITAP, and it's really put it on the shelf. It's no longer what we call it today. We brought in a new project management team to look at it, and we really kind of reflected about going through the discovery process to look at what do we need to do and what are those big decision points. And I think, too, I'd also add with the TOC's insight and advice was really critical about going forward with a big bang approach so that you start off today and 24 or 36 months down the road, that's when you actually stand up this huge, very large, complex system. What the TOC recommended, and I would support as well, is we have to be more agile and have more deployments along that pathway so you actually see a progressive success points to get to that point before you just start, click something up, and up and running 3 years down the road. So that was a big change.
Any further questions for the panel? Great. Thank you. Is there public testimony on this item?
Yes. We have three people signed up.
Very good.
Please come on up. Cameron Stark, Star Stauffer, and Charles Bridgecrane Johnson.
Good morning.
All right. My name's Cameron Stark, and I'm a taxpayer here in Portland. I think you're spending your money on bullshit. I think that you need to defund Fleet Week. I think that you need to not spend your money on whatever the hell this is, because we still got people dying in the streets. Then you're bringing in warships that are killing families in what you call a sanctuary city.
Okay, I'm
and
sorry.
You're bringing
is this,
them up
is this
here
related to this
parade
item?
Them around in front of them? What the hell is that? That is just not acceptable.
Excuse me.
This is a sanctuary
Excuse
city.
Me. Excuse me. This is a
do
violation of council
bring,
rules, and
right,
if you do not
you
stop, I will ask
bring
you to leave.
In warships. All right.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, I am Star Stauffer. I really don't know why you're laughing. Inappropriate. Really. Mostly, I agree with Cameron. I think that you guys spend money irresponsibly, and it really has nothing to do with the citizens of Portland and their well-being, but it has everything to do with making your perfect little town even whiter and even prettier for white people. And it's shameful. It's shameful that I have to go to the county to get help with the houseless issue because you
so
guys, I can't
Star,
keep you
I'm,
awake
I'm sorry,
there.
Is this germane to the contract?
Are we talking about a budget
report?
Or are we not talking
it's
about
not
a budget
a
here?
It's not a budget. No, it's not.
And
it's
also, I mean, shame on you for bringing
report.
That up and making it personal earlier. Nobody in this room has anything to do with that. We all read it in the paper. Way to beat a dead horse.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Green
there
light.
You go.
There
you
we
go.
Are.
You got it. Thank you.
For the record, my name is Charles Bridgecrane Johnson, and it's unfortunate, I think, that we didn't talk about the scoping for the TOC. To have a technology oversight committee that is not engaged in oversight of any of the police department's, police bureau's automation suggests that we're not really that, you know, if there's a book on best practices, we also have a banned books week here because we're not using it. From the time of Mayor Sam Adams when we first had the Albino Ministerial Alliance working with him to get the Department of Justice in here to look at what we found was a pattern and practice of abuse, we have not come up with a reliable, open, transparent system for letting people know what our police are doing and how they're doing it. So we haven't had a catastrophe like the ITAP that we know of inside the police bureau, but I encourage you to look at this. I also want to, on more minor procedural things, the bios are a little weak. If you go to the technology oversight page for OMF, I think citizens would like to know more, and it's really disappointing that he's not at Intel anymore. You can't say extreme scale. That's secondary to the issue of the, I know that I'm not, I didn't take a chance to review it, but the procedure is based, I think, on a resolution. Maybe you could just address kind of the public about how the Technology Oversight Committee, is there a dollar line threshold for projects that go before technology oversight, or is it another criteria? Thank you.
Thank you. That's actually a good question. Could we have somebody come back up from the committee to address some of those issues? Hello again.
Let's see if I can hit them all.
Is the light on?
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
In terms of the backgrounds for the individuals, I think we've got a website. If you go to portlandoregon.gov, search on Technology Oversight Committee, you can find the resolution that enacted the committee in the first place. You can find information about each of your council representatives. I would encourage folks to visit that and do that search for that. In terms of how projects are presented to the TOC, we go through a very elaborate review process looking at the cost, the risk to internal versus public, I'm glad to provide that as well. It's probably a, I think it's about a six-page document that we go through this analysis, both from the intaking bureau who presents it to us. I do a review, and then I present that to the TOC to consider whether or not they want to take that on underneath their portfolio.
Is there an exclusion for the police bureau that was raised? So we could bring technology projects from the police bureau to the TOC for consideration.
And I think there was a resolution or a request some time ago that if the Portland Police Bureau were to pursue a body-worn camera implementation, that it would automatically go to the TOC.
Absolutely. Good.
Thank you.
Further questions?
May I move the report?
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, second from Commissioner Saltzman. Please call the roll.
Fish.
Thank you, Jeff Baer, and thank you to the committee members for your excellent work and your service. This was a significant reform brought by Dan Saltzman many years ago to provide some additional sunshine and oversight over technology programs. And these technology projects are the bane of all levels of government. And it requires, I think, extra vigilance to make sure we're on track. And we thank you for your work. Aye.
Saltzman.
Yes, thank you, Technology Oversight Committee members, for your hard work, and thank you, OMF, for great staff support you're providing. Aye.
Britz.
Well, in every single quarterly report, I remember that it was Commissioner Saltzman who spearheaded setting this up. And I think the model of each of the council members appointing someone who's their direct liaison is a good one, and I've certainly appreciated Diana and others who've served as my representative. So thank you very much, and thanks to staff. Aye.
Wheeler.
Historically, there have been few items that attract as much public attention as flawed public sector technology projects. So I'm very supportive of having this committee. And my inclination personally would be to lean on them as heavily as we can, understanding that the pay scale is not very good for those serving on this committee. But we really appreciate that we have volunteers with such high levels of technical experience willing to serve and willing to help guide us in some of these important technology implementations. So I'm all for it. The report is gratefully accepted. With regard